Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
What is going on in Mayo GAA? A Bahamas-based English millionaire is demanding the Mayo County Board return a €150,000 donation he gave last year to help the county's senior football team. Tim O'Leary says it appears to him the donation wasn't used for the purpose it was intended. It's the latest twist in the ongoing saga involving Mayo GAA and wealthy international supporters. And a leading expert in corporate governance has told this programme how she believes the GAA should provide greater details to sponsors and benefactors as to how their money is spent. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. Well, what is going on in Mayo GAA?
Yeah, this is a saga now spanning across 5 months, involving but not exclusive to the multimillionaire market trader, a New York gala function, songs by Brendan Shine and ABBA, a media ban last night lifted, the withholding of funds, and at its heart, a county longing for Sam Maguire. Since the end of August, the weekend of the All-Ireland football final, Mayo GAA has been mired in controversy. That's when the Mayo International GAA Supporters Foundation, a group of wealthy individuals who wished to donate to the county cause, said they were going to withhold €250,000 it had raised for Mayo GAA, including for a centre of excellence at a gala event in New York in May, because of a row over governance. The foundation headed by Tim O'Leary. Tim O'Leary, a 42-year-old son of a taxi driver from London, a multi-millionaire trader based in the Bahamas and mad for sport, following England at 5 World Cups in soccer, also following them in rugby. He golfs, involved in marathons, but his big love, most of all, is GAA and Mayo football. His mother, Margaret, from near Newport. And news today, Mr. O'Leary wants a €150,000 donation he gave me at Mayo GAA last year, returned by Christmas Eve, or else he'll take legal action. Mr. O'Leary says he'll instead give the money to Mayo Roscommon Hospice and Gaelic games in schools in Mayo. And legal affairs editor of the Irish Independent, Shane Phelan, he broke many stories in relation to this ongoing saga, and he gave this synopsis in case you haven't been keeping up to date.
But a letter from the foundation was sent to the county board and to the clubs, and it basically informed the county board that €250,000, which was raised by the foundation at a gala event in New York last May, was being withheld due to concerns over governance issues. The main reasons were that this money was earmarked for player welfare initiatives, an academy, and a centre of excellence, which were to be built, but no business plans had been put forward for those, and the foundation had wanted to see business plans before it would hand over the money. Also in that letter, there was reference made to €150,000, which Tim O'Leary personally donated to Mayo GAA in 2018. He did this in two tranches, one in February and one in June. And this was the condition attached to this money was outlined in an email to the county board, which basically stated that the money was to be used solely for the Mayo senior football team. But O'Leary was unhappy with how this money was spent. He says that a senior GAA figure in the county came to him towards the end of 2018, basically told him that the funds were not all spent as he had intended that they would be spent. And he says that he spent since then he spent many months trying to get answers from the county board as to how his donation was spent. In August, he says he was given a large number of receipts, over 100 receipts. He says that these were effectively miscellaneous receipts. Some of them related to a period before he gave the donation. Some related to a period after Mayo were out of the championship in 2018. So he was unhappy with the explanation he got as to how his money was spent.
There was also an offer of €1 million to Mayo GAA as well.
This was an offer that the foundation made last month, communicated to the county board in and around, I think, the 26th of November. And the foundation said, look, we're willing to, we have two donors who are willing to put up €500,000 each. We're willing to donate this money over the course of the next 5 years. There was a range of conditions attached to that. A deadline was set by the foundation of Monday evening. They wanted to hear back from the county board at that stage as to whether or not this was something they would go for. And that deadline came and went without a response, we understand.
And that's Shane Phelan there. So Barry, now what are the latest developments here?
The latest development is a 3-page letter sent to the Secretary of the Mayo County Board, Dermot Butler, last night. It's from Tom Casey's solicitors acting on behalf of Mr O'Leary, which we've caught sight of. And the letter details how Mr O'Leary first contacted the chairperson of the Mayo County Board, Mike Kennelly, in September 2017, shortly after Mayo narrowly lost the All-Ireland football final to Dublin. It details the initial interactions between Mr O'Leary and the Mayo County Board, but ultimately it goes on to mention that €150,000 personal donation Tim O'Leary gave to Mayo GAA last year, and the letter says that Mr O'Leary wants that money back within 21 days or if not he will initiate legal proceedings and go as far as making a complaint to an Gorda Síochána. Now according to the letter, Mr O'Leary, he did not request vouching documentation at the time of his donation as to how his money was spent, but he did say he made prominent requests for more information after receiving information from those involved in Mayo GAA.
And any response from Mayo GAA, Croke Park, at national level?
Well, Mayo GAA had a county board meeting last night. No response from it officially today. However, I do believe that the letter has been acknowledged by the Mayo County Board and it has forwarded on to its own legal representatives. A spokesperson for Croke Park told me that it's not making any comment at the moment. However, it is believed that senior officials in the GAA are seeking a meeting, trying to arrange a meeting with Tim O'Leary. They were supposed to have one earlier this week, so it may happen next week, whilst they've also met senior officials in Mayo GAA as well relatively recently.
Is Mr O'Leary saying anything?
Mr O'Leary keeping a radio silence on the matter at the moment given the sensitivities of the issue. However, he has told me that he wants an end to this saga and that his main want is for Mayo GAA to focus again on the football field and ultimately bringing Sam Maguire back to Mayo.
You have been speaking to a leading expert in corporate governance. What did she tell you?
Yes, this is Professor Niamh Brennan of the UCD Centre for Corporate Governance, and she says the GAA may need to look at new rules and providing greater details to sponsors and benefactors as to how their money is spent.
First thing, Barry, is that there are fairly clear guidelines available on the issue since the establishment of the Charities Regulator in 2014. So the Charities Regulator has a Charities Governance Code, and Principle 6 of that code requires charities to be accountable and transparent. And it goes on to say that accountability for a charity doesn't just mean accounting for the money. It's also about being open and transparent about all charity matters. And it goes on to say that this includes being able to justify this to any person who queries what the charity has done and how it does it.
So Mr O'Leary, who has given money to Mayo GAA, he says he's not received adequate responses. So he would perhaps, under that line of thinking, be valid in his point.
That's what it seems to me, that the charity has a duty to account for the sizeable donation, $150,000 sizeable donation that he gave them. It's not that he, you know, wants the money. It's that he is upset that the donor's intent, and again, the charities regulator has stuff on this. The charities regulator guidance on fundraising says where donations are made for a specific purpose, the donor's request should be honoured. Funds, and Mr O'Leary is saying that funds were not used for the purpose they were given, and I believe that he wanted the funds to be used solely for the benefit of the county's senior football team. So it's not that he wants the money back, it's that he is upset, it seems to me, that the charity is unwilling to stand by a standard of accountability which he believes he deserves. He's a man experienced in the business world. He knows what accountability is. He knows what it looks like, and he feels he's not getting that standard from Mayo GAA.
Now, it is important to point out that the Mayo County Board has rejected any claims of deficits in its governance. But given I think we had a similar story in Galway GAA in relation to its sponsor, Pat McDonough of Supermax, who was also requesting details of how his money was spent. Do you think perhaps the GAA needs to look at its overall governance structures when it comes to its relationships with sponsors and benefactors? factors?
Well, I think this issue is more an issue of accountability to donors as opposed to governance. But obviously, the two go hand in hand. And what it seems to me is that if donors are asking these kind of questions, that it's serious for the GAA because it suggests a loss of confidence between donors and the recipient of the donations. And that's a big issue. Reputation is a big issue in the charity sector. If you lose your reputation, it becomes very difficult to raise more donations. So having high standards of accountability are in the best interests of charities. If you have good governance and if you have good accountability, one of the benefits of that is that you engender trust.
Professor Niamh Brennan of the UCD Centre for Corporate Governance, ending Barry Lenehan's report. After the break, we'll check.